This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and to answer Susie Jones's question, while I'm here, it has not been an eventful state fair run for me this year. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman with producer Dave Harrigan in studio, News Talk 830 WCCO. I do want to start with the fair because I love the fair. Unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be there this year. Now, I know programming-wise, there might have been like an opportunity for me to be there one day. And, you know, the powers that be didn't have me out there. Maybe our booth is a little bit too close to the GOP booth. I don't know. I'm joking. But the reality is that Twins homestand didn't do me any favors. It was home game after home game after home game. So that played a big part in it. But in terms of like even on the weekend, because I love going to the fair. I'm like every other Minnesotan. Just didn't make it this year. But with all of that being said, there's one thing specifically that I love about the fair. And Dave, I want to get your opinion on this, and people can chime in on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, which is 651-461-9226. And to me, the best thing about the Minnesota State Fair isn't necessarily the rides. It isn't all of the fabulous foods, because the foods are amazing. I don't even ride rides anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't try to go win prizes and all that stuff, whatever. I'm going to dive into the food and, when we're on the clock, you know, do radio shows, right? The best thing about the Minnesota State Fair is that over the course of that 2 weeks or week and a half, the pride that we all have as Minnesotans in putting it on. I think that that is the thing that makes me so excited about going and being amongst the masses and the people. It's just a joyous time that every single Minnesotan loves. And it's at the very end of summer. You know that school is starting up, so it's an opportunity for you to go hang out with your, you know, with your kids before you send them back to school, hang out with your friends that maybe you haven't seen. Because I'll tell you this specifically. My college roommate, Malik, who's an attorney in Washington, D.C., after coming home and bringing his daughter and wife back to Minnesota a year ago, and they went to the fair, his daughter, who is now 12, she wants to go every single year now. Dead serious.
I believe it.
So they returned and came back this weekend, and I did get a chance to catch up with them, not at the fair, but we had a little bit of a gathering of friends at from high school and middle school, just maybe like 7 or 8 of us. But the bottom line is, it's a destination thing for her, and they don't even live here anymore. So I just think that the pride that we have in going to the fair and being a part of the fair and making it great is what, to me, makes it such a special place.
I don't think they're the only people that, you know, maybe used to be Minnesotans, have relocated to another part of the country for job reasons, family reasons, whatever, but make it a point, if not every year, almost every year, to return, see family, see friends, and hit the fair.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But now when you go, well, but you got 2 young kids.
Yes.
So you guys do the rides.
Yes, a little bit.
You do the rides, and then you do the, where you're trying to win a prize for, you know, your kids, whatever. For me, it is, if it's just a regular day of not working or whatever and just kind of like being amongst the crowd, I'm going to hop around to I don't know, maybe four or five different places to grab something to eat, and then I'm getting up out of there. I am not Josh Wheeler, where I am going to be there for about 12 hours.
Yeah.
I am not going to be. And this is one reason why I don't feel that bad about not going this year, because, you know, some people are like, oh, you're not a Minnesotan if you don't go to the fair. Somebody's got me covered times a million, and that's Shaletta Brundage. Like, Shaletta has stalked the fair.
Yes.
Every single day I'm seeing post after post after post after post of Shaletta stalking, was it the Peachy Donuts?
Yep.
She's going to all these different places, and I'm like, Shaletta, what are you doing?
She's got energy, man. And she's bringing the family, too. The kids are all with her. Sean's with her. At least two of the days, everyone was in tow. They were getting everything, eaten.
But I
everything.
Wonder if Andrew made it, because now he's off to college.
I didn't see Andrew. At least the two Fridays I saw her when she was out with Chad. Andrew was, he's gone. He's hit the road.
She's working it, man. So I don't feel bad. Shaletta's got me covered. Shaletta's been all over the fair. Wherever I was not able to get to this year, Shaletta was able to do it times a million times.
What would be the first stop for you if you had to make it?
Well,
if you could run out there today after the show.
Mm-hmm. Which I can't, and we'll get into why I can't a little bit later at the end of this hour. So I love Sweet Martha's, and actually was able to have some because my college roommate, they had a bucket that they brought over, and so I was able to get some leftover Sweet Martha's. I love Sweet Martha's. I love the three, it's like the cheese curds, but it's a bucket, and there's three different flavors. There's like the original, there's
like
the ranch.
Yep.
So I always love the cheese curds, and my college roommate's daughter was all about the cheese curds. Cheese curds, Sweet Martha's. I like the who does the mini donuts?
Tom Thumb.
Yeah,
is
Tom
my favorite.
Thumb.
It's the greatest mini donut in the world.
It's really
They're
good.
Unbelievable.
Now, I got to admit, one of the reasons why I do feel a little bit left out this year is because this is the second year in a row that they've had that the peachy donut.
Yes,
and everybody raves about it. I went to the fair last year. I did not make it over there, okay? And there's been places that I've been introduced to at the fair that I love, like Nordic Waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. And now you can find it like in grocery stores now. I didn't make it last year, didn't go to the fair this year, so clearly I haven't had it yet. They are seeing that the line to and the wait to get the donuts or like an hour and 15 minutes.
Yes, it's bonkers.
I couldn't do that.
The place is almost as far north
on
the fairgrounds as you can get. And I
walked
up there probably 3 or 4 days, just taking a walk around before the show.
Really?
And every day it was, I mean, minimum 100 people deep.
Every social media post I see, it's yes. all about that donut, and the wait is an hour and 15 minutes. So it's got to be fabulous. I've not heard from one person that said it was not good or it wasn't. Everybody that I've seen post about it and people that I trust and friends of mine, they say it was worth the wait. So that's something that I would love to have. But look, after the show, and I can't go today anyway, I just don't know if I would want to wait an hour for anything. I'm dead serious.
I'm with you.
With so many different options. The other thing that they have out there that's been, I would say I've seen more people like it than not, is the dipped, was it the ranch?
Yes, the deep-fried ranch.
The deep-fried ranch.
Yes. Man. That went over big.
Really?
A lot of people very skeptical of it, myself included.
And it came with like the hot honey.
Crybaby Craig's hot honey, I believe. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Really? So yes. You did have that?
Yes. Even Chad, who is a noted ranch hater, we tested it out day one of the fair with a bunch of the other new foods, and even he had to admit, not too bad.
I will say last year, I think that there was one item that surprised me how good it was when I was there last year was the dill pickle pizza.
Oh, that upsets me. I'm just not a pickle guy in general.
Yeah, I know
that's
that.
Another
yeah.
line, by the way, that's still even this
but
year.
But it was good. It was good. I was shocked by it.
Yeah.
I didn't anticipate that it was going to be that good. All right, 651-461-9226. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman on this Labor Day. Coming up next, something that I've thought of over the course of time, but absolutely we must address it. We are a nation of alcohol abusers. We get to that next here. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.